Democratic Lieutenant Governor Kathy Hochul was in Syracuse yesterday pushing gun safety legislation meant to address school shootings. As WRVO's Tom Magnarelli reports, the bill, which would prevent individuals from buying or possessing guns if they are believed to be a severe threat to themselves or others, is still tied up in the state legislature.
Hochul was joined by Nottingham High School students and Syracuse Mayor Ben Walsh in support of the bill that would allow a teacher or administrator to petition a judge when they see warning signs from someone.
And if there's guns available to this young person, we need to remove access to the guns.
The Red Flag Gun Protection Bill passed the Democratic-controlled Assembly last week, but is stalled in the state Senate, where Hochul says Senate Republican Majority Leader John Flanagan refuses to allow a vote. Democrats and Republicans are numerically split in the Senate.
We just need one Republican to not succumb to the pressures of the NRA and stand up for the people of their district. And then we can get this through. The Republicans who refuse to answer these cries for help need to be held accountable.
Anna Kreidler-Zawinski, who is finishing up her junior year at Nottingham and helped organize a gun control rally at the high school earlier this year, says she supports the legislation.
The bill does focus on a small part, but it's a good start to getting the whole picture of gun violence.
The state legislative session ends Wednesday. In Syracuse, Tom Magnarelli, WRVO News.